Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, yet he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown on the ground, it is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
In our second reading today, we heard St. Paul utter a strong yet somewhat scary assertion for all of us Christians. He said, "We are always courageous, for we walk by faith, not by sight." Now, if you're not sure exactly what those words mean or how challenging they may be, I'd like to take a moment to talk about a gentleman named Nick Walenda. Some of you may recognize that name, for he's also known as the King of the High Wire. A few years ago, you may have seen Nick Walenda step onto a 2-inch cable and walk 1,800 feet, the length of 6 football fields, right across Niagara Falls. He remained balanced over 200 feet, over millions of gallons of raging water, strong wind, and mist. He had spent years practicing for that day. In fact, he even had the firemen come and spray fire hoses on him so he'd have some idea how it might felt. But when he arrived on the Canadian side that day, a customs agent asked him, as they ask everyone who enters into the country, "What is the purpose of your visit?" And he replied with a smile, "To inspire people around the world." And indeed, he did. In an interview he did afterwards, he said cheerfully that what he wanted most of all was for people to be inspired to follow their dreams, to never give up. And his dream had taken years of planning, preparation, and lots of prayer. In fact, every step across that wire was a prayer. As he worked his way over the falls, the cameras and microphones were recording every step he took. And Nick spoke again and again about God and how blessed he was to be there, to be able to fulfill a lifelong dream, for faith was very much a part of his journey. He is a devout Christian. He wears a cross around his neck, and he wears his faith on his sleeve. He said, "God's hand is involved in every step of my life. I believe doors were opened for me that were not opened for others. And I pray, and I talk to God every day, and I find great peace in that." In fact, before he began his walk that very night, he gathered in a circle with family and friends to hold hands and pray. He was, in a very real sense, preparing to walk by faith and not by sight. And I think Nick Walenda's strong and very public faith has a lot to teach us. Here's someone truly doing something almost impossible and giving all of his trust, in fact, his very life, and putting it into the hands of our Heavenly Father. I wonder how many of us have that much faith. Do any of us have that much courage? Even ABC News lacked faith. In fact, that night they insisted on a 5-second delay, just in case Nick slipped. Our scripture readings this weekend remind us about the surprising ways that God works in our life. and how his kingdom can grow from something as small as a tiny mustard seed, and how what we cannot see can be so much more meaningful and life-changing than what we can. For it's all about trust. It's all about courage. And often it's about the courage to surrender. One other time, Nick walked between two skyscrapers in Chicago. Why blindfolded? Truly, walking by faith and not by sight. We often forget that our God, or for our God, nothing is impossible. Our God works in ways that we cannot even begin to imagine. He creates towering trees from almost invisible seeds. He enables the blind to see, the lame to walk. He whispers to us on the wind, calls out to us from burning bushes. With one word, he calms the seas, even raising the dead to life. And incredibly, he comes to us personally, right here, at every Mass, in the form of simple bread and wine. And every day, at every moment, he is walking with us, even across yawning chasms of fear and uncertainty, darkness and dread, always ready to catch us if we fall. All we need is faith. Faith in his love, faith in his promises, faith in his ongoing presence in our life. He is there, always ready to save us. And if you still have doubts, ask Nick Walenda. For as Nick took that final step after crossing Niagara Falls, he fell right into the arms of his father. His father wrapped his arms around him and held him in a deep bear hug for several minutes. A special moment of relief, joy, and love. His son had returned to him, safe and sound. In that moment, every father who has ever loved a child or worried about their children had to understood how he felt. Here was Abraham holding on to Isaac after God had spared him. Here was Joseph hugging Jesus after he'd been found in the temple. Here was the prodigal's father embracing his returning son. And here will be our own Heavenly Father welcoming us at the end of our journey. I couldn't help but think what a beautiful image that is for this coming Father's Day weekend. And maybe that too was a part of our Heavenly Father's improbable plan. See how a father loves his children, God says. That is how much I love you, and even more. But today God challenges us once more. He says to us, have courage, walk the wire of life, not by faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. Put one step in front of another. Maintain your balance, but trust that I will lead you and walk with you always. And as you walk, spread seeds of truth, seeds of faith, and trust that I will make them grow. St. Paul also reminds us today that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and receive recompense for what we do in this world, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And be aware that Satan and his minions are actively spreading seeds of a different sort. Seeds that kill faith, destroy hope and love. So we must have faith in God, that God will make the seeds we sow grow and thrive, squeezing out and overtaking those other seeds that can actually destroy souls. And know this much, God will never abandon us. When we draw close to him, he draws close to us. He is with us every step of the way. And he will be there at the end of our own earthly journey. When we take our final step, he will be there, and we can fall into the arms of our Heavenly Father for all eternity.